And we continue on the Bill and O.C. Show here on ESPN 700 as we get you ready for the University of Utah and the Duke Blue Devils. That one coming up on Friday, 7:45 or so Mountain Time, and should be fun. I got to say, I'm looking forward to it. My first trip as a broadcaster, play-by-play guy, to the Sweet 16, and that should be a lot of fun. Our pregame coverage with Josh Grant and Sean O'Connell at 6 o'clock, then a 7:45 tip from the big football stadium down there. I'll be there. Our next guest will be there as well. He's got a little experience as a player and a coach. In fact, I don't know if he's the only, but I know he was the first player in Duke basketball history to be a coach and a player with a championship. I'm talking about the associate head coach of the Duke Blue Devils on Mike Krzyzewski's staff. Of course, I'm talking about Nate James, who joins us here in Salt Lake City. Nate, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on board. Am I correct? Is that still, and I know, I think it was at the time, is that still an accurate stat that you're the first player and coach with a championship?
Yes, I am. And I'm very, very, very proud and honored to have been the first. And, you know, it was a wild ride at Duke, and I enjoyed every second of it as a player. And, you know, obviously the gratification that you get from a player putting all your hard work together and eventually winning a national championship. But to relive it as a coach and to see the young men who put so much into the game and have their dreams come true, to see it on that end, it was definitely a remarkable experience. So I'm glad to have been a pioneer, I suppose, in an aspect. But hopefully I can add one more to my resume.
What's it like? You're there as a player. You're a freshman in 96. So you get there to Duke just after the you know, kind of that big championship run that was in the early 90s. So you get there in 96, and Duke is the program in college basketball at that point in time. You're there until 2001. So what's it like being there as a player in the mid-90s to the early 2000s? You go away, play professionally overseas, and then to come back as a coach. What's that experience been like as a player and a coach?
Well, you know, as a player coming in, you know, you're playing at the highest level, and the competition was extremely, extremely tough. You know, I was a McDonald's All-American, and I thought I was a hot shot coming in, and you realize that, hey, everyone on a team is a McDonald's All-American. And it takes you a while to adjust, but, you know, I had awesome teammates, and we really gelled. And, you know, over my 5 years, because I had a few injury-plagued years where I was given a red shirt, and things finally clicked and worked out for me as a player. And later on in my career, you know, I was a co-captain with Shane Battier, and we eventually won the national championship, you know, my senior year versus Arizona in 2001. And it was just a special ride, a tremendous journey for me as a young man coming in, and to having play with some of the players I played with and experience all the wonderful things that this game can bring to you, and learn so much from Coach K. You know, it was a dream come true. And, you know, playing overseas, you know, unfortunately I didn't get an opportunity to play in the NBA, but I loved the game. I wanted to continue to play, and I wanted to, you know, just travel. And I did that for many, many years. But the one thing I always did during the summer was I would come back to Duke and train, and Coach would always tell me, hey, when you're done, man, I want you to come back and join my staff. And true to his word, you know, when I finally had my last game and finished up, you know, I went back to Duke, and, you know, and here we are. And I just been so blessed and so fortunate to be a part of this program and learn from, you know, not just the best coach, but I think one of the best leaders our nation has ever had. And, you know, not very many get to walk the walk that I've had the opportunity to do.
Duke Associate Head Coach Nate James with us here. We want to talk about the game in just a second. Before we do that, there isn't much most college basketball fans don't know about Mike Krzyzewski. Tell us something here in Utah leading into this game that we ought to know about Mike Krzyzewski that isn't out there nationally? I mean, he's been the guy. He's coached Team USA. He's done so much. They're as decorated a coach as there is in basketball today. What should college basketball and Utah fans know about Mike Krzyzewski that we don't know?
Wow, that's a tough one. I guess the average fan, they may not know what a great sense of humor he has. I mean, he's really down to earth. He's just a hardworking, everyday guy who enjoys his family, enjoys being around, you know, his players, and is very he's open with all his guys, and it's a side of him that not many people know about, just how, you know, relaxed he is and how, you know, comfortable he makes people feel around him. You know, people only see the real stern, you know, intense Coach K on the court, but off the court, you know, he's not always like that. So I guess that would be one thing that not many people know about Coach. So I would say his sense of humor and approachability to make, you know, people feel comfortable.
You guys had a pretty good idea, Nate. This was going to be a good basketball team coming into the season when you landed the two of the best prospects in college basketball a year ago, Jahlil Okafor and Tyus Jones. You also had a pretty good cast coming back again. As we sit here on the precipice of the Sweet 16, has there been anything that surprised you about this team? Have they met your coaching staff's expectations? Have they exceeded? Where is this team per your expectations before the season?
Well, we felt that this was a team that obviously was extremely talented and, you know, could do some big things this year if everything were to come together. And you know that they're good, the freshmen. You know you have a senior that's kind of been around a little bit, but you're not quite sure because they're young. So, you know, I think this year I was really, I won't say shocked, but I was pleasantly surprised how well the younger guys performed under pressure. It seemed like as if the bigger the game, the better they were. And I think now we're playing at a very high level. The guys are really gelling. They enjoy each other. And, you know, we don't really, you know, play and try to live up to other people's expectations, but the standards and the goals we set for ourselves, I think we're doing a pretty good job of working towards them. We still have a ways to go. This team really believes that we can win, and obviously got to take it one step at a time versus this Utah team, who's extremely talented and tough. But I feel really good about our group and their preparation and being ready for the moment.
Got to ask you, Okafor obviously appears to be a one-and-done guy. You guys will discuss that after the season, but everybody projects him as a top-type draft pick. College basketball is a little bit different today. It wasn't like that necessarily when you played, but guys would stay at least a couple years. But what makes this kid so special? As an 18, 19-year-old kid, to be as skilled as he is, what makes Jahlil Okafor such a tough matchup and such a tough player?
Well, obviously, I mean, his size, man. He's a big man, and he's incredibly skilled. I think he's the most college pro-ready guy coming in as a freshman that I've ever seen. And obviously at Duke, we've had some really, really good players come through our program who were one and done. But this kid, his feel for the game, he gets beat up every night. He sees you know, all types of double teams and defenses thrown his way, and he's able to keep his composure, make a play, whether it be for himself or for one of his teammates, better than anyone that I've seen. You know, there's been comparisons to guys like Tim Duncan thrown out there, who's, you know, who's obviously one of the best who's ever done it. You know, I'm not saying he's Tim, but he's his own man. But the young fella can play, and he's very mature, and he handles himself, you know, like he's already a seasoned vet. So I just hope he continues to play that way. But he's a joy to be around, amazing kid, amazing family, and he just does things the right way, extremely coachable. And I wish he would be around longer, but while he's here, you know, I'm going to enjoy every second.
Talking to Nate James for a couple of more minutes here as we get ready for Utah and Duke. This Utah basketball team is experiencing a resurgence. When you were playing college basketball, they were one of the national powers, got to the championship game when you were in college at Duke, nearly upset Kentucky. Rick Majerus had a great run. They dipped a little bit for a couple of years, but they've resurged this year, the last couple of years under Larry Krzyzewski. They're an interesting mix, Nate. They've got a great veteran point guard, and they've got a great young big man, kind of like you guys do, true seven-footer in Jakob Poeltl. As you guys as a staff have watched a little tape on the University of Utah and Larry Krzyzewski's team, what stands out about the Utes? What's your takeaway on Utah?
Well, Coach Krzyzewski, he has his team playing at an amazing level on both ends. They play extremely hard. They're very disciplined. They have a great chemistry. And, you know, I've really enjoyed actually watching and studying them. You know, obviously they have an outstanding guard and Wright who facilitates and creates so much havoc, you know, on the offense and defense. And he's a terrific defensive player, but he's just a tough guy to handle. I mean, they run the ball straight offense. You know, they let him, you know, make decisions out there on the floor. And, you know, I have a big guy inside who's very active. I just love his heart and his tenacity. So it's a team that, you know, we're going to definitely have to bring our A game. It's going to be a well-coached and a hard-fought game. And, you know, I look forward to the matchup to see where we are as a group and how we can compete against his team. But I've been very, very impressed.
We always talk about the tournament and the college game being a guard-driven game. You guys have a terrific big. Utah does, too. But I think Utah's bread and butter is their senior point guard, DeLon Wright, whose brother's in the NBA right now, and Brandon Taylor, his backcourt mate. You've seen some pretty good backcourts in the ACC this year. How's Utah's matchup?
Well, they're right there. I mean, he has size and length, athleticism, and a feel for the game that, you know, regardless of conference, regardless of college or pro, it's hard to have that package. You don't see that often. So, you know, to have a player like Wright and also Taylor who can really, really shoot the ball. I mean, both players are dynamic. They really spread you and shoot the three. So whenever you have a backcourt, you know, with Wright and Taylor, it's tough. It makes you really sit and watch and try to figure out how are you going to, you know, contain them. It's a tough matchup, but like I said, I look forward to our guys stepping up to the challenge and seeing what we can do.
Last thing for Nate James, as you guys kind of scroll some game keys generally don't change too awfully much when you get to this point in the season. What's the key for the Blue Devils if they're going to advance?
Well, we have to play hard, we have to play smart and play together. You know, we go out there, compete, and, you know, do all the necessary things. You know, the defense has to be on point, our rotations, our ball pressure. We have to rebound. Everyone knows defense and rebounding, you know, puts yourself in situations where you can win big-time games. And we have to execute, you know. We have to run our stuff. We have to limit our turnovers and just play an unselfish brand of basketball. And like we talked about before, we got to get it to the big dog. And, you know, we get it to Ja down low and have him, you know, make their defense dictate to what, you know, he's going to do down there, whether it be a double or single coverage. But we really have to, you know, get him involved and get him involved early. And you know, versus their guard, man, we had to lock in on their shooters and keep their big guy off the boards. I mean, they have three guys who are relentless on that glass, so you know, we had to control that backboard. So defense, rebounding, executing, and coming prepared to play a big time game, which it will be.
And by the way, Utah fans listening in, Nate James has a pseudo Utah tie. He's good buddies and former teammates with former Utah assistant coach and player Chris Burgess. You and Burge are buds, aren't you?
Yes, we are. I had an opportunity to hang out with the big guy this summer, and you know, he and his family, you know, there's beautiful people, just a wonderful guy. And I wish he was my teammate a little while longer. But I guess they say, you know, like they say, there's no place like home. So, you know, he had an opportunity to go back to the West Coast. And, you know, it was all right. It worked out for everyone, I suppose. But, no, Chris is a terrific guy. And I'm happy to have a friendship with him.
Hey, Nate, thanks so much. Congratulations on getting to the Sweet 16. Safe travels to Houston. I'll see you guys in Houston on Friday. Sound good?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you, Nate. Nate James, associate head coach at Duke University and a former player and the only player and coach in Duke history with a national championship to his name. More Bill and OC show coming up. Don't forget, pregame coverage on Friday starts at 6 o'clock. Josh Grant and Sean O'Connell, and 7:45 from NRG Stadium in Houston. For the Utes and the Blue Devils, Sweet 16, right here on your home of the Utes, ESPN 700.